Around 10,000 health professionals are taking industrial action over an ongoing pay equity dispute. The 10,000 health workers striking include anaesthetic and laboratory technicians, dental assistants and alcohol and drug counsellors. Joining us now, DHB spokesperson Kiriana Brooking. Kia ora.
Oh, morena, Susie.
So how widespread is the disruption here?
So we'll have 10,000 PSA members going on strike in hospital and community settings across all parts of New Zealand. 70 professional groups, so different services in different local areas. It is across New Zealand.
Okay, worst case scenario, what's it going to do to hospital services today?
So it's both in hospital and community, Susie. So planned services have been rescheduled and we have a process called life-preserving services and they're in place for all of the urgent services that allied health professionals offer.
Then you're confident that this will work, that it will not impact that?
I'd really like to thank the local PSA delegates and our DHB contingency planners because I've worked really closely and positively to manage the impact for today, but I accept that planned services have had to be rescheduled.
Okay, now what's the problem here? Because there was an offer put forward on Friday, the PSA said it wasn't good enough to put to their members. What's going on?
We think that the offer was quite constructive to settle the mecca. We acknowledge that PSA would like to settle the mecca and move constructively forward on pay equity. They are still joining the two things together. We've made a good offer in relation to settle the mecca, and we also agree that we should move forward on pay equity.
So is that to say that there is no more money left for this offer? It's this or nothing?
This is the offer that we put in line with the recommendations that came from the facilitator. We believe we're aligned with the PSA on the offer to settle the mecca.
That doesn't quite answer the question that I was asking, though, which is there any more money left?
There'll be money put aside on the ongoing process for pay equity, but we have put up an offer to settle the mecca.
Okay, but just putting that to one side, on this offer there is nothing more?
We have put up an offer in line with the recommendations from the facilitator. So we are confident with our offer.
It's slightly complicated or confusing with this Employment Relations Authority report that you are not wanting the recommendations of that to be made public. Why is that?
It's not our call to make the recommendations public, Susie. The manner of the recommendations sits with the ERA. We can either accept or decline to release the recommendations. I'm pretty sure the PSA knows that.
But you've declined?
It's not our call to make, Susie. The manner of the recommendations and the releasing of the recommendations sits with the Employment Relations Authority.
The PSA says, quote, "We made it clear to the employers that if an offer was made that honoured the ERA report, we would recommend it to our members." That sort of sounds like it doesn't.
We certainly put forward an offer that will settle the mecca. As I've said, the PSA joining the mecca and the moving of the pay equity together. So we would like to settle the mecca and then move forward on pay equity.
Kia ora, that is Kiriana Brooking from the DHB's